You are listening to Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind. This is a series of 15 short programmes where ordinary Limerick people from a variety of backgrounds and occupations tell us about what they think of third level students.
My name is Dave Cunahan. I run the supermarket above in Woodview Shopping Centre. I actually live in Woodview Park and it trades under the name of Dave & Kay's. I've been a native of Limerick all my life. I just lived down by Tooman Park, and when I got married then I moved up to Woodview Park. So I'm here for the last 35 years. My wife's name is Kay, and I've got three kids, two boys and a girl, Christopher, Ian and Anna. And Ian helps me out in the supermarket. He does all the office work and the checking in of the invoices, etc. Chris is working away on the computer side of the business. He's working in this, and Anna is down in Waterford. She's going to be a nurse. She's doing her studies down there. I didn't go to college, no, I just did my junior and my leave cert, and I finished up then, and I went into the grocery business straight away. I think at the time we didn't have the opportunities, I feel like, in old phobia now, but we didn't have the opportunities that are there today. But during the summer I used to work in a company called Five Star Supermarkets, who later became Quinsworth, and I enjoyed the business there. So when I finished with school I went on and I joined the grocery business. And I started off as a merchandiser first of all. When I became a merchandiser, I worked at that for 3 or 4 years. Then I went on to sales and development. And in sales and development, you actually went out and you looked at greenfield sites, and you actually did an assessment of the area, of the population and of the businesses in the area. And you'd actually go then and you'd calculate what type of money would be in the area. And then you go back to the bank or whoever was looking for some kind of a business, and you give them those figures to see whether it's a fiver or not. So I was doing that for about, on the sales side I was on for about maybe 20 years, and on the development and sales was on for 10. So literally what I was doing was going around the country, particularly the Munster region, and I was setting up shops for other people. So I kind of got the bug then, and I said I'd like to have a go myself. So that's how it all turned out, you know. It was good experience now, very, very good experience. And the experience I got when I was in sales and in the development side, like, was really stood to me then when I opened up my own business, you know. Well, we open in the mornings. We actually, some of the staff are in at 7:30. I usually come in around maybe 7:45. And we open from, say, 8 o'clock until 8 o'clock every night, from Monday to Saturday. Sundays we close from 9 to 2. We open from 9 to 2 and Sundays we close at 2 o'clock. We find that quite a lot of our business is student orientated, so there isn't too many people on Sunday evening. So we decided to just operate those kind of hours. My daily routine would be quite between the different people delivering goods every day into the shop, checking off all those, then making sure that everybody is looked after as regards. You have the tills and you have the deli and you have the back office. All that has to be sorted out as well. The ordering system has to be done. And then you've got to answer the phones, and you deal with the public then every day of the week as well, with different queries about different things. And that would be basically your day's work, you know.
Now that we know Dave a little better, Let's see what he thinks of college students.
They're very important for us. I mean, our main business will be from September to May, and we love to see the students back. We don't like to see the end of May when they're going off on their holidays, you know. We find when they're here, there's a buzz about the shop because there's always somebody in the shop and there's great activity. You get to know them. Most of them do 3 or 4 years here, so you get to know them after the first year. You kind of build up a relationship with them, you know. And I'm glad to say you'd have quite a lot of them coming back for our chicken rolls and our sausage rolls every day, you know. And they'd be back in again in the evening time for something else. But they'd probably visit us maybe 2 or 3 times a day, and we'd love to see them coming in. You'd have a fair idea when they come in. Most of them would go for the daily paper, either you know, the Sun or the Star or the Mirror. And then you see them heading down to the middle of the fridge, and then they're heading over to the hot food. So you could kind of generalise fairly quickly. Earlier in the week, maybe on the Mondays, some of them would come in and do a bit of grocery shopping for the week, you know. But it would be easy enough to point out the student coming in. Yeah, there is, yeah. You know what they're going for, say, they're students in it. We wouldn't have any bad experiences in the shop. The only problem that would arise from time to time is that the parking restrictions in the car park can be a little bit tough at times, because apart from having the supermarket, I also have 3 tenants with the chemist and with the driving test centre and also with the hairdressing salon. And they would be looking for spaces, as indeed our customers would. And in times, you do have maybe a very, very few students just abandoning their cars there for 5 or 6 hours and walking off. And when they come back then, their cars are clamped, because we have to have spaces freed up for our customers, you know. Now, indeed, they're customers as well, and they're more than welcome to use the car park, providing they use it just for 30 minutes or whatever, you know. But they'll come back then, and they'll give us all kinds of stories that they'll worry after coming in. But we have 3 cameras in the car park, so we can actually identify the time they come, the time they leave, when they come back, and even the time they're clamped. Now, we generally give them an hour's grace, and after that we call the clamping company, and then they will come up and clamp the car, and we don't get any monetary benefits at all. The clamping company will get all the benefits of the car. All we do is just call them, and that's the service they provide for us. That would be really the only bad experience, I would say, that we have with some of the students. So the majority of them would be fine. I noticed though in the last few months there's a little bit of this mobile phone creeping up, that when they come into the shop and if the mobile phone rings, particularly if you're serving them, they have to answer it, and they don't even acknowledge that you're dealing with them. And I just say, look, you know, it sounds a little bit silly that you have to answer the phone instead of just saying, look, give me a minute and I'll get back to you. Because when I'm on the register, I hate to answer my phone, and if I have to answer, I'd say, look, can you excuse me, and I'll go back on again. Yeah. That's what I find, though. Out of the matter of behaviour, no, I wouldn't say there's any problems between you. I would say, I suppose, I'm being unfair now, maybe to Castle Troy, but I would say you have a better quality student coming here than you would have outside in Castle Troy, because although I'm living in Woodville for the last 30 odd years, we've never had any problems. From around the area where I'm living, I've never had any problems in the shop. I feel maybe that they're a lot more city-based and more country-based coming in, and that they, you know, that they would be a little quieter than the selection that's going to Castle Troy, but that's only a personal opinion, I guess. I would say I feel sorry for them at times, because I notice every year that when they come back is that they have got their accommodation, and that generally they'll tell you they're starting on such and such a date, and I say, look, we'll put a bar of chocolate on that, you won't be starting on that date. And I feel sorry that they've paid money for accommodation and come up to the college and their roster isn't ready and they've got to go away again. I think that should be tightened up quite a lot, you know. Shop shopping has changed quite a deal. Even we're in the business 12 years, but shopping habits just have changed dramatically. And I certainly wouldn't like to see students go, you know, I mean, they're our lifestyle and we enjoy them. And we tell them that, you know. I honestly listen to my wife there and Maureen and Derbal and Susan say, like, geez, we're glad to see you back again. They might be complaining in a week's time, but we're glad to have them back again.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.